My name is Dr. Jason Uchida. I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine, and I'm your host of this program on alternative medicine. Thank you for tuning in. Tonight's topic is always a popular topic at the beginning of each year, weight loss. Yes, everyone wants it, but very few are willing to put forth the effort to achieve permanent weight loss. Each and every day on TV, I see infomercial after infomercial on the newest and easiest way to lose weight. The only constant is you can bet that next month there'll be another new product or program to lose unwanted body fat and weight by taking only 2 pills a day or with deep breathing exercises. This flood of new weight and body fat loss programs tells me that they don't work. The desperate go from one product to the next weight loss program. I hope that the next wonder pill will be the... And these individuals hope that the next wonder pill will be the one to answer all their weight loss dreams. Unfortunately, it only makes one dream come true. The individual product company that makes millions of dollars recycling and reinventing new weight loss innovations. I have a special guest joining us. My patient, Charlene, will share with you how she lost 27 pounds in 4 months safely and with a new attitude. Stay with us to learn about the only real permanent way to lose weight and body fat safely. Let's take a few minutes to talk about the topic for the next few weeks. Next week, January 27th, chronic allergies and sinus infections. Tune in to learn what you can do to control and eliminate allergy problems forever. As usual, I have a patient joining us to share her story of 25 years of the frustrating battle with allergies and how she suffered with a sinus infection every week for 3 years. Can you believe that? Suffering from a sinus infection every week for 3 years? Then how she beat it simply with natural medicines. Tune in 2 weeks from now, that's February 3rd, and I'll be discussing age-related macular degeneration and Alzheimer's disease. Tune in to learn about how they develop, what causes them, and what you can do to prevent and treat them naturally. Then on February 10th, Dr. Udo Erasmus is my special guest. I love that name, Udo Erasmus. And he's going to tell us what the perfect health plan is. Again, next Sunday, January 27th, eliminating chronic allergies and sinus problems forever. February 3rd, what you can do to prevent and treat age-related macular degeneration and Alzheimer's disease naturally. And February 10th, Dr. Udo Erasmus on the perfect health plan. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by the leaders in the health, wellness, and alternative medicine industry. Nutrex Hawaii, producers of bioastin, natural astaxanthin, and organic spirulina pacifica powder, crystal flakes, and tablets since 1983. Rejuvena and Qualitree International, producing quality skincare products to repair damaged skin and stretch marks. The Good Health Store, more than just a health store. Enzymatic Therapy, producing innovative quality supplements for your healthcare needs. The Kaimuki Health Market, the natural health store gem found in Kaimuki. Gaia Herbs, makers of liquid phytocaps, the concentrated herb extract in a capsule. Down-to-earth natural foods in Delhi, caring for your health since 1977. Dr. Alex Concepcion and the Back to Health Chiropractic Center, serving Hawaii one spine at a time. And the Island Wellness Center, the chronic illness specialists. Please stay with us as we take an important sponsorship break with our friends from Enzymatic Therapy, the Kaimuki Health Market, and Gaia Herbs.
Thank you, Dr. Jason Uchida of Island Wellness Center. Dr. Uchida is trained and licensed as a doctor of naturopathic medicine and has been in private practice for the past 14 years. Naturopathic physicians are the only doctors who are medically trained in the use of herbs, vitamins, and minerals. Dr. Uchida is currently a member on the State of Hawaii Board of Examiners in Naturopathic Medicine, and you may direct appropriate letters and phone calls to his office located at 615 Pi'ikoi Street, Suite 1114, Honolulu, Hawaii 96814, or phone 589-1955. You may also email Dr. Uchida at wellness@pdchawaii.com.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, we're discussing weight loss permanently. Usually, I start the discussion about the topic for the evening with how it develops and what causes it, but I've talked about permanent weight loss several times in the past, and I don't want to get tangled up and bored with the details or get you bored with the details, so I'm going to cover it with one sentence so that we can get to what you really want to hear. How did Charlene lose all that weight? So here we go. Basically, weight gain and obesity is caused by consuming too much simple carbohydrates or sugar and fat and lack of activity. So since we said that, at this time, I'd like to welcome Charlene onto the program. Charlene, thank you for joining us and sharing your inspirational success story on the air with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Uchida. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. So, Charlene, did you really lose 27 pounds in 4 months?
Yes, I did. I did lose that amount of weight. I kind of surprised myself, but I'm glad I did it. I did it one day at a time, and it worked.
So, if you did lose these 27 pounds in 4 months, that means that you did it during the holiday season.
Yes, I did, during Thanksgiving and during Christmas and during New Year's.
So how did you accomplish this amazing feat of self-control during this time?
I think I made my commitment to myself when I first went to see Dr. Uchida, and I was determined, and when I looked over his program, it was hard, it looked hard, but once I started, I knew I was a go for it, and I saw results. That was the main thing. The results came pretty quick, and after a while, it became my way of life.
Okay. A lot of people are wondering, okay, 27 pounds, that's pretty good, but you might be 400 pounds for all you know. How much did you weigh before we started?
I weighed close to 148, which is not that obese, I guess. You know, I was nowhere near obese, but it was weight that I started to put on. I guess a lot of women will relate to after being 40, past 40, you would gain 3 pounds this year. Go to the doctor, oh, you've gained 3 pounds. Well, I'll take it off. And the next year you go, it's like 7 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps adding on, and, well, 7 pounds is not that much, you know, but it kept on going and going and going until it was almost out of control.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel like you were out of control?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did you ever think you could lose 27 pounds? Because your, I guess, average height for Hawaii anyway, you're not really tall, but you're not short either. Mm-hmm. So you didn't look like you were 149 pounds.
You're right. People, maybe the way I dressed, I covered it up, but people would never thought I had gained that much weight.
Yeah.
And I had gained that weight, I would say, since about 1994.
Okay.
Little by little.
So about 7 years or so.
Correct.
You accumulated
little
the weight.
Little by little, right.
And you look great, by the way, now.
Thank you.
Because you could imagine losing 27 pounds for somebody who is average height. From 149 pounds, you look pretty good.
Thank you.
So, Charlene, what were the reasons you chose to see me for the treatment?
Really, I had come to see Dr. Uchida because I had started to develop chronic hives.
Okay.
Right. And that was a main concern of mine. It started after I had, I guess, a bad bladder infection, and I had a double dose of antibiotics. So.
Mm-hmm.
It kept going on. I went to see my regular internist, and they gave me Allegra.
Okay.
Continued on with that.
And when did the bladder infections happen?
After I had, I used to get them like about once a year. And I think for females, if you've gotten bladder infection, a lot of times you're under the belief that once you get it, you'll get it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's very painful. And the antibiotics work wonders. It takes it away. But this time I had a double dosage of antibiotics.
Mm-hmm. And then the hives started to develop. Okay. So that's the key with the antibiotics, because most of the listening audience, if they've tuned in on a regular basis, they understand when you take antibiotics too often, you're going to form this problem with a fungal infection, because antibiotics kill bacteria, allow the fungus to grow, and then that allows other problems to develop, like hives, but other things too. And, mm-hmm. and one of them is weight gain. But how long did you suffer from the hives?
Started about March of last year,
okay.
and it got progressively worse, month after month, day after day, and it was about 5 months, and I gave myself that many months, and I said, I got to do something.
Okay. Yeah. So you were saying day after day, meaning you suffer from the hives pretty much every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Right. If I took the Allegra, it would, you know, it will work. It'll go away, but as soon as I stopped, it will come back.
Okay. So people who don't suffer, who've never had hives, they can't appreciate how difficult it is to live with hives. Could you explain that part of it? How did it affect you in a negative way?
It was a negative way because I knew something was wrong. It was like every day I would, you know, get up, get dressed, everything else, I was fine. In the middle of the day, I would be eating my lunch and my lips would start to swell.
Mm.
And it's a physical thing that you can see, so you knew that something was wrong. And
right.
It's, you keep thinking, well, it must have been something I ate.
Right.
And I was not eating anything out of the ordinary that I had not eaten before.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same types of food that I was eating, but I kept getting these hives. Day by day, it got worse and worse.
Mm-hmm. Did you try any other medical treatment for the hives besides Allegra?
My doctor also put me on Axid.
Okay.
A combination of Allegra and Axid. But it would go away if I took it. But I just couldn't see myself continuously taking this medication day in, day out for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was up to almost 6 Allegras a day.
Wow. Okay, so the Allegra helped make it go away, but it didn't prevent it from coming on.
Yeah, right, correct.
And you were taking 6 a day.
That's
quite a bit.
So even the pharmacist said, you know, the normal dosage is like 1 or 2 a day, but my allergist said it's a safe medication, so
yeah.
I could continue to take it.
So after every meal, basically, after a while, your lips began to swell? And
yeah, well, I would get hives on my waist,
okay.
You know, on my on my eyelids. It got kind of scary after a while. Mm. It really got scared, yeah.
And it's really itchy.
It's really itchy.
Really itchy. Really,
it's very frustrating.
Okay.
It's a physical thing that you can see, and I mean, you can't go out.
Well, you don't want to go out.
You don't
out.
Want to go out. It's
yeah.
kind of embarrassing that
right.
You're going to start to scratch, and you can really see the hives
yeah.
popping up.
And I guess that's really threatening in a sense, because if it's happening at every meal, yeah, then it becomes like, oh, you don't want to go out to eat lunch
dinner
and those kinds of things.
Yeah, exactly.
So it kind of limited you in your social aspects,
right,
too.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So, Charlene, why did you want to lose weight? A lot of people are thinking, well, 149 pounds is pretty good.
Well, it's, you know, it's being a female, you know, getting up there, nearing 50, and it was, you know, clothes don't fit. You kept buying clothes that started a little bigger, and the closets kept getting fuller and fuller. It was just something that I knew I had to do. I had to get rid of the weight. And I guess deep down I felt I could do it, but now I had two problems. I had the hives, and I had the weight gain, the continuous weight gain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's another question I want to ask you is, why did you choose naturopathic medicine to help you with the hives and the weight gain?
Well,
weight loss, I guess I should
yeah.
say.
It was mainly to get rid of my hives, and naturally I wanted to lose the weight too, but I just knew that I had to do something different because the Allegra was not attacking the problem. There had to be a problem. There was a
mm-hmm.
cause for the hives and
okay.
the weight gain, the out of control eating. Mm. There must have been a cause.
Okay, so you're saying that the medical doctors didn't offer you any answers?
No, although my allergist did tell me that he went through the whole listing and he said I could have had a yeast infection, and he let it go at that. Though I guess, you know, after I continued to take the Allegra, I kind of did not go back,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's where I left it at, the Allegra, and I guess they felt satisfied that the Allegra was helping me. And after a while, I knew I would not continue to go
right.
on the Allegra.
Yeah, I guess that's disheartening in a sense, too, because I guess the message was that the Allegra is what we have for you. And you just got to take it when you have the hives.
Correct.
Okay. And I guess you're also saying that the weight loss was a bonus.
Yeah, I got a 2-for-1. I got to, you know, buy one, get one free. I got a double whammy, and
okay.
I got rid of the hives, and I also got rid of the weight.
Okay.
For good.
Because when you came in to see me that first visit, on your intake form, you wrote in this order, number one was hives, but number two was also the weight
correct,
loss. Did you know already that I was going to treat you for both?
Well, when I had decided on a Sunday night what was I going to do, I was flipping through the pages and I came across Island Wellness again, and I remember listening to Dr. Cheetah when on Sunday nights I used to do my ironing.
Hey, you're a listener to the show.
Yeah, I never called in, but I used to be doing my ironing and listening to Dr. Cheetah. So as I was flipping the pages, I decided, okay, I made up my mind, and I'm going to call him. And I did call, and I remember speaking to, I think it was Bridget, and I told her that I had hives. And she was very confident. She said, Dr. Uchida can take care of that.
Hey.
So I felt really good, and I also told her that I also have weight loss. You know, I need to lose some weight. And she said, Dr. Uchida can also take care of that. So I was pretty confident. I don't know. Maybe I thought Dr. Uchida had a miracle thing there.
Did you think I have a miracle pill?
I really didn't know, but I was willing to give it a try. Okay. I mean, I was almost at my wit's end, I guess.
Okay. Most of the patients that come in to see me, by the way, are at the end of the rope, pretty much. You know, they've gone through all the medical hurdles, and they keep having more hurdles to climb, so they figure it's time to change direction. And unfortunately, I don't have any miracle pills to offer, but we do offer the correct way to do things and to really solve problems. Mm-hmm. How much weight did you want to lose when you first walked in?
Well, really, you know, if I had lost 10 pounds, I would have been ecstatic. You know, 15 pounds would have been great. I mean, 20 pounds would have been really, really good. I mean, but to have lost how much I've lost so far, I'm, you know, just thrilled about it.
Fantastic. You're tuned in to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and tonight we're discussing permanent weight loss. My patient Charlene is sharing her success story of losing 27 pounds in 4 months. Charlene, did you try other weight loss programs before you came in to see me for the hives and the weight loss?
Well, I didn't try anything else for the hives, but yes, weight loss. You know, practically every Monday, I think I tried a new diet. Sunday nights was my last time I was going to, like, eat that. And Monday, I would start on a new program.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go all the way to Friday. Then it's plate lunch day, and start all over again, and that just doesn't work.
Yeah. So you were one of the people that were bouncing from one product to the next,
correct,
to one program to the next.
Correct. I even did the Atkins for about 2 weeks, I think.
Uh-huh. And why was this the reason why you stopped the Atkins diet?
After a while, you just know you can't go on eating that kind of foods. I did lose a couple of pounds, but it's just a very unhealthy diet, and it's you just look at it and you know it's not a good diet.
I'm glad you said that, because I never knew you went on the Atkins diet. I never asked you if you weren't on any other diets before, but that's true, and a lot of people don't understand that. And even Dr. Atkins will say you have to get off that diet. You can't stay on it the rest of your life. And that's why I like what we do with my patients and with you. So during the initial office visit, you revealed other symptoms and health concerns that gave me some added insight into your weight problem, as well as the hives. You also suffered from sinus problems.
Correct.
How long did you have the sinus problems?
Gee, I would say on and off for the last 5-6 years, maybe, you know, on and off.
And how did it affect you?
Well, every day people would say, are you getting a cold? Is that a cold you're starting to get? And no, it's just my sinus. I mean, it was a constant thing. And I know in Hawaii there are a lot of allergens out there, and a lot of people have sinus problems.
Mm-hmm.
But you get it, like, you know, once a week, once every other week maybe. It'll go away, come again.
Yeah. But are you serious when you said pretty much every day you'd have running
nose? I could have it, correct.
Okay. Did you take or receive any type of treatment for the sinus problem?
I did take it one time. I did see a different allergist, and I did get some shots, and it did help me, and I stopped the shots because I found out you need to take shots, I think, for like 9 years.
A long time. Yeah, okay. You also had fatigue.
Correct.
How long did you have the fatigue, and how bad was it?
It was pretty bad. I would think I'd be suffering from fatigue the last, you know, maybe 4 or 5 years. And as you get older, especially for females, you're going through this change, through that change.
Mm.
It's, you know, coming home, taking a nap, or napping all day.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a lot of females, I think, get into that trap where they think because a lot of females do suffer from fatigue that that's common.
Correct.
But that's not necessarily the case that you found out.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, did you receive any kind of treatment for the fatigue?
No, I didn't.
No?
Okay. I just attributed it to being overweight, overworked, just old age.
Okay. All right. And the itching goes along with the hives, I believe.
Correct.
Okay. So as long as you had the hives, you had the itching.
Exactly.
And was the itching pretty intense where you, like, had the scratch?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So people out there who have eczema or who suffer from hives, they understand what Charlene's talking about. I mean, it just feels so good to scratch. That you have to scratch even though you're destroying your skin.
Right, correct.
You also had And you didn't think, I would imagine you didn't think this is, didn't mean anything, but you also went to use the bathroom or woke up from sleep to use the bathroom. How many times a night?
At least 3 to 4 times a night.
Okay.
You know.
So that's one thing that I look at, because it tells me that there's a problem inside the body. Basically, one reason why we urinate is to eliminate waste. So I look at that as a symptom of toxicity. And you also had incontinence?
Correct.
Okay. How bad was the incontinence?
It did get pretty bad on and off. It's kind of hard to gauge right now. I kind of like almost forgot I had it. But, you know, it's been at least, you know, a couple of months. It's kind of stopped, so I'm happy for that.
Uh-huh. But how long did you have the incontinence?
I would say it gradually got worse over the last year.
Over the last year, okay. And you had hot flashes too?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And you suffer from frequent urinary tract infections?
Yes.
Since when did they start?
I would think they started maybe like three, four years ago. And
okay.
I could maybe get one once every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I got treated with antibiotics. And mm-hmm. I did remember reading in women's books that they seem to think that if you get it once, you're prone to get it again. All the time. Correct.
And the reason for that is the bacteria may get stronger to the antibiotics.
Correct.
And it doesn't kill all of the bacteria, uh-huh. so they come back. Or it might be a fungal type of infection that the medical doctors think it's a bacterial infection. You also suffer from heartburn, belching, and bloating.
Yes, I did get a real severe case of heartburn several times, and I really got kind of scared. I actually thought maybe I was getting a heart attack.
Mm.
It was really bad, and that's when I went back to the doctor, and my internist prescribed Prevacid.
Okay.
Along with Allegra.
Okay, and you were taking Prevacid for a long time?
Correct. Well, at least about 3 months.
Okay.
Right.
So, some of the listening audience may recall that anytime I see individuals or patients with heartburn, bloating, belching, and flatulence, those are key symptoms for a digestive weakness. So we strengthen the digestive tract, but we also have to try to figure out what's weakening the digestive tract, and one of those problems can be systemic candida infections. And that's basically what we treated Charlene
Correct.
For.
Mm-hmm.
You also told me that you had decreased mental functioning capacity. Can you explain that, and when did that set in?
Yeah, that gradually got worse over the time, I guess. I guess within the last year or so, maybe the last 2 years. And you always kind of attribute it to it being so busy, so many things to remember. But there was also just like a memory sluggishness, I guess,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, it doesn't catch up with you. Maybe your brain is going faster, but something behind there is slowing you down.
Mm-hmm. So you knew it just wasn't quite normal, I guess.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay. And a lot of people probably are feeling that way, you know, as they hit like 40s, 50s, 60s, their mind isn't as sharp as it was when they were 30 or 25.
Correct.
And they're thinking, that's just normal. That's just me.
Senior moment, yeah.
Yeah.
They keep, yeah, talking about that.
And obviously you're a lot better now.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that a little bit later. And you also had mood swings.
Yes.
Would you care to go into that a little bit more?
Well, I don't know if the mood swings was brought on maybe because of the weight gain. You know, you gain the weight, you feel kind of depressed that you keep saying, okay, I'm going to do this. And you do it for a while and you stop. And it just gets worse and worse. It's like a vicious circle.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
you can't cut that circle. You know, you just can't get out of it.
Yeah, so it's a spiral downhill.
Correct.
Okay. You also mentioned that you were a binge eater.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Tell us about that. What does that mean to you, binge eating? How bad was it?
It was bad. It was like almost every other night. I would say every night I would binge. I even would binge on Cool Whip. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, I know.
That was one of my choices. I like Cool Whip.
Yeah, but I would binge on the whole thing. I would kind of eat it as a... And I used to think, well, it's fat-free,
mm-hmm.
and it's not ice cream, but it's frozen Cool Whip. But I would binge on that.
Okay.
I would binge on cookies. I would not have one. I would have the entire package.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At work, I would kind of really try to stay away from it. But once I started, there was almost no end.
No stopping. Okay,
correct.
Yeah, that's binge eating. And almost every other day or every day?
I could do it every day,
okay.
You know.
Okay. And you also suffer from frequent scratchy sore throat, which we can contribute to the sinus problems.
Correct.
I guess you had that almost as long as the sinus problem.
Yes.
Was it how did the scratchy sore throat affect you?
Well, it was, again, you know, I didn't realize it, but there are several people that work that noticed that I was always clearing my throat. And once when I mentioned that, that was part of what, you know, my problems were. And this girl kept telling me, well, yeah, you always were clearing your throat. And, gee, I didn't realize that I may have become bothersome to some people because of that. But it was a continuous thing that...
Continually clearing your throat.
Right, and it almost started to become a habit.
Okay, we'll talk it. We'll find out if that habit is still with you. You also had fingernail fungus.
Yes, I did, and I never ever thought there was any kind of relationship because I was being treated by a dermatologist for my fungus on my finger, and I was taking Lamisil for about 3 months.
3 months,
yeah.
Okay.
And I never associated all of these different things
together. And most people don't, and I'm sure the listening audience are saying, all those symptoms, they're all different. They're in different organ systems. How can they all be related? But when I treat my patients, that's kind of what I look for, because a lot of times they are associated together. And if we treat the cause of them all, they all disappear. And what people hear is they all disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So, enough of the symptoms. So were you taking... I guess you covered a few medications that you were taking for some of these symptoms. Would you go over them again, the medications that you were taking on a regular
basis? I was taking Allegra every day. It started off as one in the morning, one in the evening, and I got up to taking like two Allegras three times a day. So up to six Allegra.
Okay, heavy dosage.
Yeah, and I also took the Axid. After that, I started to take the Prevacid.
Okay, regularly?
Regularly, yes.
Okay. All right, you're tuned in to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. Tonight we're discussing permanent weight loss. My patient Charlene is sharing her success story of losing 27 pounds in 4 months. Stay with us, and Charlene will not only tell you how she lost the 27 pounds in 4 months, but how she eliminated all of the allergy and digestive complaints also. Let's take an important sponsorship break with our friends from Nutrex Hawaii, Down to Earth Natural Foods in Delhi, and the Good Health Store. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. You're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, we're discussing weight loss with Charlene. Charlene, you've lost about 27 pounds in 4 months. So you went from about 149 to about 123.
Correct.
For most of those pounds, those are the toughest to lose. Was it difficult for you?
The very beginning, I must admit, it was difficult. Going back, when I look at it back, the first day was the hardest day, because I had given up coffee and, you know, I had to restructure everything. But I started off, you know, I started right away. This was a Wednesday that I started this program, and I don't want to call this a diet, because when I look at it, it's a very good, healthy program to be put on. And so I started this on a Wednesday. You know, I had followed what Dr. Uchida told me, that I can eat and when I can't eat, and I had started this on a Wednesday. And one thing was to give up the coffee, and that was kind of hard, but I was determined, and I did. So, you know, I grabbed the green tea, and that's what I've been drinking ever since. I gave up the diet sodas. It was hard at the beginning, but you have to look at it day by day. And because it was not a diet, because as I said, my main goal was to really get rid of the hives.
Mm-hmm.
So I did look at this as being a program, and somehow being on a program doesn't make it as bad as being on a diet.
Yeah,
it just didn't seem that bad to be on a diet. So this was my program. This is what I was going to follow, and I was going to give it my best shot. And I saw results in like 2 weeks, you know, and it was good results.
We'll talk about those results in 2 weeks, but that's great that you mentioned that you didn't look at it as a diet.
No.
And it's a healthy way
exactly
to live your life as well as to lose weight. Would you explain more about the, the new lifestyle diet that you were eating? Because you could eat as much as you want of the foods on that list.
Correct. There was no, you know, two pieces of this or half a cup of that or whatever. It was, these are the foods you can eat and these are the foods you cannot eat. And there are really a lot of good, nutritious foods on that piece of paper that you gave me, which I carried folded around in my purse.
For many weeks.
Yes. It got all rattled up. But I did carry it with me, and this is something I could eat and something I couldn't eat. And I discovered a lot of new foods. I also discovered foods that, you know, I ate before but never gave it second thought to continuously eating this as a healthy way to lose weight, too.
Mm-hmm. tell the listening audience basically kind of what you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner now.
Okay, I start off with a large papaya, and as Dr. Uchida said, you can get the largest papaya you can find.
Yes, everyone gets the largest.
I get the largest papaya, and maybe for me it was easier because I love papaya. I didn't have any problems with eating papaya. So I'll have papaya for for breakfast and green tea or black tea. And for lunch, I would have brown rice, some grilled salmon, string beans, or, you know, corn's on my no list. I would have carrots, peas. It's a very healthy diet. And when I look at it, it's really eliminated a lot of the junk that was in my diet.
Right. Basically, we eliminated sugar.
Correct.
We're not focused at eliminating fat.
Correct.
Because you can eat nuts, certain nuts, avocados. You can even eat fish and turkey, lamb and duck.
Right.
No beef and pork, though, because of food allergies.
Correct.
As well as certain other foods like corn, tomatoes, eggplants. And I'm sure many of the listening audience that tune in regularly remember all these foods. Peanuts, cashews, pistachios, vinegar, alcohol, bread, noodles, wheat, potatoes. I know I'm missing a few mushrooms. But what type of improvement did you get after 2 weeks of treatment?
Big improvement. Well, first of all, I think I lost like maybe six, seven pounds at the first 2 weeks.
You had lost 8 pounds.
8 pounds,
in two
okay.
Weeks.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you saw big improvement right away, you know, okay. And I started to feel better. It was not getting that bad, really, because, you know, to tell you the truth, I would bring my lunch to work and people would look, wow, you're getting really good. Look at your lunch. I mean, it's so good. You've got this grilled fish here and the brown rice, and it was good, wholesome food. Mm-hmm. I was not on a, you know, no carbohydrate diet, so it was a healthy, balanced food, and yeah, it was getting easier, I think, day by day, because I knew what I could eat and what I couldn't eat.
Right, and that's a key too. It's a balanced diet. A lot of people today with these new fad type diets, it's really out of balance.
Correct.
Like the Atkins diet, you eat as much fat and protein as you want, and everyone's thinking carbohydrates are bad, but it's really the sugars that are bad. Or the worst, because Charlene, you probably were eating as much fish as you wanted to eat.
Yeah, there was no counting. There was, you know, no measuring. I could eat as much as I wanted to eat, really. And I think so, you forget to mention I could eat poi, so I like poi.
You like
too,
poi, so you ate a lot of poi.
I ate a lot of poi. That's good.
So it's not a starvation diet at all.
Not at all. Like throughout the entire program, there was never any time I could remember that I was starving.
Yeah.
Or getting mad because this is not fun. I didn't get that far. It was okay.
Oh, very good. So I know that you can't remember how much improvement you made after 2 weeks, but I have the chart notes, so if you don't mind, I'll kind of go over them real fast. So you said overall you felt 50% better with everything, including the weight loss, I guess. So you had said your hives and itching were slightly better. Your fatigue had improved quite a bit, about 50%. Your sinus congestion was a lot better. Your nighttime urination, you went from 3 to 4 times to 1 to 2 times a night. So a big improvement in that. And what I tell my female patients is that if you need to wake up to use the restroom 1 to 2 times a night, that's normal. Anything more than that, that's abnormal. You had the heartburn and bloating was gone. Flatulence was about 75% better. Incontinence, hot flashes, and your memory, you hadn't seen any improvement yet. Your mood was a lot better. You didn't have any problems with binge eating or wanting to binge eat. And your nail fungus was already better.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
That was a very visible thing I could see. It got a lot better.
Okay. And you had lost about 8 pounds. So a lot of people are wondering, though, now, how much better do you feel today? And I'll go over some of the symptoms and then you can kind of explain, because I know you can't remember all the symptoms offhand. So you told me at the last visit that you felt 100% improvement. So to get the 100% improvement in focus for the audience and to show really how much improvement you've made in a healthy way, I want to go over all of your past symptoms real quick. So you lost about 19% of your total body weight that you started with in 4 months. Can you explain that in your words, how you feel about that?
Wow, I feel wonderful, first of all. I mean, it's something that I always thought maybe in the back of my head that I could do it. But I guess I needed help maybe. And I did it. I'm thrilled. It's, you know, a whole new me, and it's, you know, buying new clothes, and it's really kind of wearing some of the old clothes that I put away that didn't fit.
Very good.
But it's kind of exciting, you know. It's a new attitude. It's doable, and I did it. You know,
That's right. You did it.
I did it. Yeah.
It's all you. It's not a pill. It's not.
No, not at all.
It's not this strange diet that you do for a few months and then you gotta get off of it.
Correct. Exactly.
It's something that you can do all your life.
Exactly.
And you did it.
Yeah, and I discovered new foods. You know, this program. I discovered some new stuff that I really like, and I it's forever.
Very good. How are the hives?
Gone.
You haven't had any in 12 weeks.
Right.
Not one.
Not one. Not one little hive.
How impressive is that to you?
I can't believe it.
Because you were having it almost every meal before.
It was, yeah. It was very frustrating.
Okay. How's the sinus congestion?
No, it's gone.
None?
None.
Do you used to have it almost every day,
if not every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How amazing is that to you, not having the sinus congestion on a daily basis?
It's very amazing because I just didn't really associate all of these symptoms, I guess, with one cause.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that in itself, it's rather amazing. A lot of people still probably can't comprehend all of that. But for me, I can really see clearly the picture.
Right.
How
now.
Yes.
Right. Because you went through it. A lot of people have a hard time understanding it if they don't experience it, for one, if they don't have the multiple symptoms. And even if they do, it's hard for them to imagine that all these different symptoms can be caused by one problem.
Correct.
And then I try my best to explain it in a way that they can understand it. But I guess that made it easier for you to follow through with the program.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
How's the fatigue?
No, it's... I have a lot more energy. I mean, I have a very stressful job. I can put in like 10 to 12 hours a day. And I know I could not have gone on this way if I was back to where I was like 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. You mean you couldn't work 10 or 12 hours a day?
There's no way. No way.
Okay. Is that something amazing to you too?
Yes.
In what way?
Well, it's always being saying, I'm tired. Mm-hmm. But to actually tell someone that I have a lot more energy because, you know, I'm on this program, I've lost a weight. I mean, you hear about it, but I guess you yourself don't really... get a chance to experience it. And when you start to do, you find yourself doing more stuff. You know, I've gone to the swap meet a couple of times, walking around. I would never have done that last year.
Mm. Okay. And that's amazing in a sense that most people feel the fatigue is just age.
Exactly.
You know, and you've kind of reversed your clock. And I would like to say, though, you look like you have reversed the clock about like 10, 15 years
in
the last 4 months. Yeah, and I'm sure you've gotten a lot of comments
on that. I have, right.
From friends and peers and family?
Right, yes.
But nobody wants to do the diet.
Well, as I said, I didn't call it a diet.
Okay. No one wants to change their lifestyle.
Yeah,
okay.
I call it a program.
Okay. You also suffered from receding gums before.
Yes.
How is that?
It's much better. Even my hygienist said, wow, you're doing really well. I've seen a great improvement.
Okay.
And I really never, ever thought that had anything to do with, you know, my other problems.
Yeah. It's amazing what a healthy diet and good absorption or good digestion and then absorption will do, because that's basically what we've done.
Correct.
With this program. How many times do you wake up from sleep to urinate now?
Now it's like once, twice.
Okay.
And that, I think, in itself, too, has to do with being fatigued, because if you keep getting up every night 4 or 5 times, you're tired the next morning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're not getting restful sleep.
Correct.
Are you still incontinent?
No.
How is that to you?
It's kind of like a minor miracle, I guess. I never, you know, it's because of this age thing, people keep saying, well, yeah,
it's just age.
It's just age.
Yeah.
You know,
you're
you can't do anything about it. It's
right.
Age. It's going to get worse.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what people like to
right,
say.
Yeah.
It's easy to just pass it off
exactly.
That way. Have you been suffering from hot flashes?
Kind of minor. I mean, I would get it. It would just kind of pass by. And sometimes it would pass by so fast, I really didn't know that was what it was.
Okay. So before, it used to happen more frequently.
Correct.
And now you get it about how often?
I would say maybe once a week. Maybe even less than that, really.
Less than once a week.
Yeah.
Before, was it daily?
I could get it daily.
Daily.
Yes.
Okay. That's a pretty big improvement.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Do you suffer from heartburn, belching, bloating, and flatulence now?
No heartburn. No heartburn.
Okay. Is your mental sharpness any better?
It's getting there, I think. I'm kind of working on it, but I feel a lot more energetic, and I think that in itself helps my mental
clarity.
Clarity, yes.
Very good. How's your mood been the last 3 months or so?
Very good. It's been up. I mean, I've been successful in what I had set out to do, so it has to keep going up.
I guess that's going to help. When you lose that much weight, it's going to really make your mood be a lot easier to be happy. Charlene, have you had any problems controlling your binge eating habits or cravings, especially in December?
Yeah, well, I followed what Dr. Uchida said, and I must tell you that he did tell me I could have, you know, one piece of dessert on Christmas Eve and on Christmas Day, and I did it. I did not do the leftover parts. I think that's the part that gets most people during the holiday season. It's the leftovers. They're there like several days.
Yeah, and that's true.
The leftover parts. But I was successful during this holiday season.
Very good. So, yeah, Dr. Uchida is not that mean.
No, he's not.
You have some dessert on those days.
Yeah, I had some good times.
Very good. Let's see. How persistent is the scratchy sore throat now?
I don't have it.
None?
Yeah.
None?
None.
Okay.
No. And I must say I did not catch a cold, too, because I know a lot of people are coming down with colds, and I have not got a cold.
Your immune system's a lot stronger.
Yes.
All right. And how's the nagging, ugly case of nail fungus?
It's gone.
Gone?
It's gone.
Not even?
No.
You would not.
No, you wouldn't see it there. No.
How is that for improvement?
It's amazing, as I said, because that would be the last thing I ever thought would have had was related,
mm-hmm.
because my dermatologist said that I probably hit it or injured it, and I was put on Lamisil, which is a very strong medication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did not want to do that.
Yes, and that's all we treated was basically fungus. We treated systemic fungus, and that's what we did to help eliminate the allergies and the nail fungus, as well as help you with the weight loss.
The weight loss.
Charlene, we're going to have to cut the commercial because we're running out of time. Let's take this time for a very important sponsorship break with our friends from Rejuvena and Qualitree International and Dr. Alex Concepcion and the Back to Health Center. Welcome back. You're tuned in to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and tonight we're discussing how you can lose an astonishing 19% of your body weight in a short 4 months safely and in a healthful way with Charlene. We have just a couple of minutes, Charlene. I wanted to ask you, what would you say to anyone who wanted to lose weight permanently? And do you feel your weight loss is permanent?
Yes, I do.
What would you say if somebody wanted to lose weight? What would you tell them?
I would tell them, you know, I used to always think that age really had a lot to do with it. And I think a lot of people at work would also say, oh, yeah, as you get older. But it is doable, and I did it. And I think it's important to get on a good program. And, you know, and I must admit, being under a doctor's care really helped me, too, because it made it more structured, and I kind of couldn't goof off. But it was a very healthy program. And as I said, it was not a diet per se. It's a good healthy program, and it's doable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to take it one day at a time, and it has to be one day at a time over a period of, you know, after you do you on it for 2 weeks, 14 days consistently, you will see results. And it can't be, you know, a Monday through Friday thing and mm-hmm. stop. It mm-hmm. has to be consistently over time. And I think like anything else, it becomes a habit.
Yeah.
And I think they said you need to do a good habit, to get into a habit is like, it takes you 30 days. And once you get into it, it's become what I can eat, what I won't eat, what I can't eat. And it's mm-hmm. It's okay. And it wasn't, when I look back at it, I know a lot of people would offer me food and say, oh, I can't have that. Oh, yeah, that's right. But after a while, it's when you tell people you're on a program, they're there to help you out, too. Because mm-hmm. it was a program for to make myself better,
mm-hmm.
to get rid of the weight. And I'm really proud and happy about it.
Do you feel you're deprived?
No, not at all. Not at all. In fact, as I said, I've discovered a lot of new foods. I've gone to eating couscous, which is very good to make, very easy, a lot easier than cooking rice, and steamed pumpkin, green beans. There are a lot of good stuff on this program. It's a program.
Yes, and you did it very well, Charlene.
Thank you.
And Charlene, can you believe it? We're at the end of the hour.
That was fast.
It did go fast. But Charlene, you did a fantastic job. I know you're inspiring many people to look at weight loss in another light now. giving up weight with a healthful diet permanently. Charlene, thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you, Dr. Cheetah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Remember, you can also lose the same amount of weight, just like Charlene has. You just have to choose the right approach. Please join me here next Sunday as we discuss eliminating allergies and sinus problems. Also, my patient Valerie will join us to share her story of frustration and suffering with allergies, sinus infections, headaches, and fatigue for over 25 years and how she eliminated it within a matter of a few months naturally. Next week, eliminating chronic allergies and sinus infections.